Circus performers. How circuses have changed. In the past, circuses were held in a huge canvas tent called the Big Top. People sat in a circle around the circus ring. People and animals, such as lions, elephants, and bears, entertained the crowd. Today, most circuses don't use animals at all. Many people believe it is cruel to make wild animals perform tricks. Today, circuses are a mix of dance, acting, street entertainment, and circus acts. Circuses still have clowns, but the clowns don't always wear colorful wigs, red noses, and big shoes. How performers learn their tricks. Circus performers make their tricks look easy, but they can be very difficult and very dangerous. The tricks can take many years to learn. Some performers go to a circus school. There, they learn a lot of different acts, such as juggling and trapeze. They could learn to be clowns or even backstage helpers. Circus schools also teach the performers how to make their own acts and put on a show. They teach them how to dance, set up the lights and music, and even put on their stage makeup. Dancers try out for parts in the circus. Some performers start in gymnastics and later join the circus. A person needs to be strong to do many circus tricks. Sometimes circus schools have a gym so that the performers can keep fit. They need to make their arms and legs strong. One of the most important things that a circus school teaches is how to stay safe. The trainers at the school show the performers how to set up the equipment. They teach them how to check it to make sure it is safe. They also teach the performers how to land properly in the safety nets. This circus performer is wearing a safety harness in case she falls. Why balance is important. In the circus, performers are always balancing things. Some performers balance and spin plates on the ends of sticks. They often dance and do balancing tricks at the same time. Tightrope walkers balance on a high wire or rope. They walk or ride a bike across it. Sometimes another person balances on their shoulders or even on their heads. To help with balance, tightrope walkers spread out their arms or hold a long pole. They also keep their weight straight above the wire, because if they lean too far left or right, they are more likely to fall. Tightrope performers wear thin, bendy shoes so that their feet can grip the tightrope. Why timing is important. Flying trapeze performers always need good timing. Some performers swing and flip through the air. They are called the flyers. Other performers hang by their knees from a trapeze. They are the catchers. Their job is to grab hold of the flyers. A flyer waits on a platform until the catcher calls out. This is to make sure that the flyer leaves at the correct time. If the flyer leaves too soon, the catcher will not be close enough to make the catch, so the flyer will fall. Luckily, there are safety nets below the trapeze. In the past, circuses didn't use nets at all. Flyer, catcher. Jugglers have to time their throws and catches too. They throw many objects into the air at once. The secret to juggling is to throw the objects with different amounts of force. That way, the objects stay up in the air for different amounts of time. If a juggler doesn't time it right, all the objects can come crashing down. Jugglers do tricks with objects such as balls or rings. They throw them into the air and catch them behind their backs or under their legs. Jugglers can even catch objects on their foreheads or feet. How the juggle works. Why some performers need to be flexible. Some performers need to be able to bend, twist, and stretch their body into many strange and unnatural shapes. Some can bend backwards and put their heads on their feet. Others can bend forwards and put both legs behind their necks. Some can even squeeze their whole bodies into a tiny box. These performers train hard to make their bodies strong and flexible. It takes hours of practice every day. Performers do warm-up exercises so that they do not harm themselves as they bend their bodies. Why some tricks are extra dangerous. Being a human cannonball is a dangerous trick. The person is shot out of a cannon and flies high above the crowd. Landing can be even more dangerous because they can bounce off the safety net, or sometimes they miss the net altogether. Performers who use silks risk their lives too. The performers don't use safety lines because the lines can get tangled in the silks. Sometimes the performers drop on purpose and speed towards the ground. Just before they hit the floor, they stop. Circus performers not only need to be very clever, they need to be very brave as well. Performers use silks to twist and spin 9 meters off the ground. Index. Animals. Balance. Big top. Catcher. Circus school. Clowns. Flyer. Flyers. Human cannonball. Juggling. Safety. Silks. Tightrope. Trapeze.